Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, June 22nd. Mr. Crenshaw's on assignment. Dylan Matthews, producer, host extraordinaire, sitting in for him. Noel's on the other side of the glass. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning to all y'all out in McDonough. You got anything from McDonough? Yes, sir. Remember?
Yes.
Okay. What you got from McDonough?
There is a great wing spot, American Wings and Hibachi. Actually, I didn't even do them justice just then. They have more than really good wings. They have, their Phillies are amazing. I've never tried the Hibachi there.
Hang on a second. See, we won't tell anybody. We'll edit this all out here. Okay. But we don't want to get a call from the sales manager. You don't like plugging stuff.
You just
said the name of the place, and it's in McDonough, and people can find it.
There you go.
We do a deep dive into stuff, we get a call. And I don't want to do that. So I need you to know that, too, for your own show.
Keep it on the deep.
Yeah. Those guys, they'll call you up there and say, don't give no free plug there. Do a little plug, but not a big one. Anyway, but thank you, though.
Yes.
Name of the place again, in McDonough?
American Wings and Hibachi.
Check it out, everybody. Check it out. We came back with, let me ask you a question. What were you doing at 13?
Picking my nose, trying to make it through middle school.
Again, another vision I can't get out of my head.
That's about it.
Okay. A typical 13-year-old.
I was playing basketball.
I was going to say, you were probably playing some basketball back then.
Yep.
Did summer last forever when you were 13?
Yes. And it was so nice.
Yeah, man.
Those 2 months felt like a half a year.
So you got out June, July.
We got out in May.
You got out in May?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you went back to school what? In
August, first week of August.
You got messed up, but you got a lot more breaks during the year.
Correct.
Than we did, yeah.
Because we had the whole winter break thing, you got Christmas break, fall break, spring break, all the breaks.
Stevie was 13 when he put that out. You know that?
Mr.
Hip Hop? Stevie Wonder had been around for a minute.
He put that on when he was 13?
Stevie Wonder, okay.
He was making music at 13?
Stevie Wonder had a number one hit at 13, and that was it, called Fingertips. That's how he got started. You know that, did you?
I did not.
Yeah, you need to go back and learn learn about some music other than stuff that started in 1990.
Need to go back. I need to go back and do my homework.
You don't have to. I'm just saying it adds to the conversations that you have and maybe a greater understanding where some of the hip-hop artists got their influences from.
I used to always get tormented here about my lack of music knowledge, so...
Well, don't let nobody beat you over head with it.
It's all good.
Like, no, you see what Noel.
It was a fun thing.
Yeah. All right. Coming up, we're going to talk to Terrell Thomas, These Urban Times. We're going to venture into Noel's world later on this hour. But Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I remember when Phil Collins went on the Tonight Show after nobody had seen Phil Collins for the longest time, and he was going to do In the Air Tonight. And that has got the most recognizable drum fill in music history. And Questlove was going to have to do that, right? And Jimmy Fallon made a whole big thing about Questlove came in at like noon that day and working on that drum fill. Because if you mess it up, everybody in the world knows it.
Mm.
And Phil Collins was, you know, he's an icon and he's coming on. He hasn't, you know, health was diminishing. He's having some issues. And Questlove nailed it.
Real quick fun fact about me, actually, since you're talking about drums and drum sales, I actually was in jazz band in high school. I was in marching band as well.
You played drums?
I played drum
and
set.
You played jazz?
I played jazz. I was in jazz band,
I've just adopted you.
I was always asking my mom back in the day in high school and middle school. I was like, can I get a drum set? Can I get a drum set? She was absolutely not. She knew I'd be way too loud.
Right?
I did have a snare drum.
You got to get a snare drum.
Yeah.
Everybody wants the set. No, you get one snare drum, and you go practice on your paradiddles and let the kids go play outside. You got to stay inside for 3 hours doing that.
I still got a pretty good paradiddle on me. My wrist is still pretty good. I still got some good chops. Not what I used to have, but I still got some pretty good chops.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I tell that story because are you now ready to do the fill for in the air tonight?
I'm ready to fill.
To fill for Sam. Floor is yours, man.
All right. I'm going to work my way from the high school ranks to the pros. Let's start in the high school ranks. So, last night and today, Georgia Basketball Coaches Association team camps are happening this weekend over at Lake Point. Fun fact about Lake Point, by the way, my girlfriend, shout out Simone Stanley. She actually works for Lake Point, does social media for them, a bunch of good stuff. But what that is, high school teams are able to get together with their coaches. For example, Grayson was out there last night. Jacob Wilkins, we all know about Jacob, Dominique's son. He was out there balling. And this is just a really good time for all the high school teams to get together, put some work in the summer. Again, coaches are able to be there. And they're playing. Not only are their high school coaches there, but there are college coaches, college scouts, recruits there, able to watch these guys play in the summertime, see what kind of work they're putting in, see what kind of new bag they're developing. So it's really good for the kids to be able to get in front of some college talent during the summertime, not just when the season is starting. So that's happening right now at Lake Point. And went down yesterday, and it's happening tonight. Sticking with the youth, 16U Prep Baseball National Championships happening this Thursday. The 15U are happening next week, but the 16U Prep Baseball National Championships happening this past Thursday as well. And really, we're just coming out of a dead period for all of the high school, a lot of the youth stuff is dead period. If we're not talking AU ball, we're talking actual high school stuff. There's a pretty good dead period happening right now. This is the time where everybody's on vacation, everybody's relaxing. Besides the Hoopas out there, the Hoopas are still getting it done. So that's really what's happening on the high school side of things. But collegiate-wise, there's a lot of activity happening because we all know the Summer Olympics are coming up, and we got some dogs that are trying to qualify for the Olympics, and they looked pretty good yesterday. So we had three current and former Georgia Bulldogs qualify for finals as far as Olympic trials go. So Mark Minchillo, he won the NCAA javelin title for Georgia at this same complex out in Eugene, Oregon 2 weeks ago. And he had another attempt, and he was able to sneak in and qualify for the semifinals.
How far does he throw a javelin? That's the question.
He went his third attempt, 70.64 meters.
What?
231 feet, 9 inches.
So if it's me, jeez.
Long way.
Yeah, it is.
Long way. And so that got him ninth place, top 12 advance. So that's how he's able to advance there.
You got to learn how to do that conversion, though, to feet.
Yeah. Nobody told me math was going to be involved, Greg. I'm going to be honest with you. So I wasn't ready for that one.
Okay. All right.
All right. Moving to the track and field side of things. So that was for the javelin. That was for the field part of it. Former Bulldog and NCAA champions Matthew Bowling, Elijah Godwin, they advanced to the men's 400-meter semifinal. And Bowling, he's already at the Olympic standard that he needs to be at to qualify for Paris. So he's going to be good to go. He had a season best 45.53. That got him to 19th place. So he's going to advance to the next round already on Sunday. And then going over to the women, let's get into some more 400-meter action. Current sprinter for the Dogs, Aaliyah Butler. She won the second heat, 50.44 seconds, to be second overall, and also former Dog, former NCAA champion as well. Lena Irby Jackson was a top finisher in the opening heat. And current sprinter for the Dogs, Kimberly Harris. She had a pretty good second heat, and she finished seventh overall. Bailey Lear was also in the mix as well. And then Kyle Garland, he was third place in the decathlon in their first day of action. So he got some good points there. So six current Bulldogs, nine former Georgia Bulldogs are all going to be competing in the trials between June 21st, so yesterday, all the way up to June 30th. And they're being, again, held at the University of Oregon campus. And look.
What's that spot that you watch? Oh, go ahead. Finish it.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, we got a lot of Georgia Bulldogs. Hopefully, going to be headed over to Paris and representing not only the Dogs, but the nation.
All right, very good job there. That is Dylan Matthews doing Mr. Crenshaw's local segment here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. You may have more, but I had to stop you for a second.
No, go ahead.
I want to ask you,
yes,
what do you look most forward to when it comes to Summer Olympics?
Oh.
Other than basketball?
Obviously, the basketball.
Other than basketball.
I really look forward to all the track and field events. I look forward to the swimming, and I look forward to that stuff because I'm like, how do you get this fast? Like, what kind of training do you – because obviously speed feels like one of those things you're just kind of
– You are. That's it.
You're just God-given.
You can't go in and learn how to run like Tariq Hill.
Exactly. But
you can increase it a little bit.
Right.
But you can't – you either got it or you don't have it. And there's certain – when it comes to at least that level of sports, because it's such a finite, you know, just – precise thing to, and again, there's 10 people and all of you are in this hundredth of a second range when it comes to whatever the sport, the ones that are timed. The ones that are subjective, I don't get into that. It's like figure skating. You know, but when it comes to those that are timed, you know, where you are, swimming is kind of cool. I like
swimming
watching.
Swimming is very cool.
I don't like watching all the swimming. Like, I can't watch a butterfly, one of those long 1,500 butterflies.
Yeah.
But I want to see the 50 and 100 meter sprints.
Pew, pew, pew. Just going.
Those are the ones that, you know, for me at least, get my attention. But one that you didn't mention, I was surprised. Maybe you just left it off because right now we got the number one person on the planet doing it, and that's gymnastics.
I forgot all about gymnastics. That's such a good call.
I mean,
that's such a good call.
There's only one person to be watching, right?
Right.
You want.
Gymnastics
Simone
is definitely
we have Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, whatever you want to call her, as far as gymnasts right now, and she's been there, like, using a basketball analogy, Diana Taurasi.
Mm-hmm.
You like that one?
I do like that one.
There you
How much longer? Speaking of which, how much longer do you think Simone Biles goes? You think
this will be her last one?
It's the last one.
This is her last one. She doesn't need to do any. She's already considered the greatest gymnast. And again, that's subjective, you know, where you want to put her next to Olga Corbett and who's the other one here? Actually lived here for a little bit. Olga Corbett and people are screaming at the radio here, was married to the guy gymnast, too. It'll come to me in a minute. But she, Olga was, I think, Russian. The other one was Romanian.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Simone has topped them all.
I mean, and just how hard you can tell she's been training. But, I mean, just how elegant she looks in the air and how strong she is, but again, also how graceful.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
She's got a bounce.
Yes.
That allows her to do things that others don't. Why do you? It's like, why did Bo Jackson, why did Deion have that extra gear or have that extra something that others didn't have? Right? And Michael Jordan is what he is, and he has what he has. But, you know, you can still get it done in different ways. Listen, what did I start the show off by talking about, right? Everybody's got their own way of getting to the airport.
Yep.
The objective is the same. And so while Dirk Nowitzki and Michael Jordan are in the same museum,
right,
greatness comes in different forms, right?
That's right.
And so when you watch Simone, there's something that extra – where does she get that bounce from? Where does that come from? You know, in basketball fans. It's like I was watching something last night. I had forgotten how high at 6'4 Charles Barkley could jump, which is what made him that monster.
Round mound of rebound.
In the paint. He had a couple different, but people sleeping on here and hear this nonsense and him being what he is on TV now, forget about that.
Mm-hmm.
And the same, I'll tell you another person who fell into that category and their career needs to be revisited is Terry Bradshaw. But both of them got a whole lot of money for being kind of ditzy, and they made a whole lot of, you know, a lot of stops at the bank because of that.
Right.
But don't sleep on their careers.
That is true.
Do not.
And part of that is that younger generation, like you said, the generation that got to watch them, unfortunately, you know, are starting to move on. And the younger generation that see them now and are watching them now only know them for, your point.
Well, this is perfect. Let me ask you a question. Yes. We go to break here, and Terrell's going to join us next. First thing you think of when you think of John Madden, you.
The video game.
That's what I'm saying. Thank you very much.
Video game.
Yeah. What's the second thing you think of?
TV. You don't think of him as a coach. I think of him. Yeah, I think of him first. I think first the video game.
Video game.
And then him as a TV broadcaster. Yep.
Yeah. I do. You'd say it anyway. That's great. One of the greatest achievements in American history, as far as how he ascended. Him and Schwarzenegger. I gotta give him the credit. Schwarzenegger became number one in everything he did, and he ascended to the top place he could go to as a politician because he wasn't born in this country. Governor of California. He hit number one in three different areas. Bodybuilder, actor, politician. John Madden. Super Bowl winner, number one announcer, and number one video game. Those three. Three different areas. Oh, Jeez.
They got to the airport, and they got to a couple of different airports.
No, they got their own private jet.
Right.
Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times, and Terrell is bringing us something special today, which we will tell you about when he joins us next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg with Dylan Matthews this morning in for Mr. Crenshaw on this Saturday morning, June 22nd. How are you enjoying yourself so far, Dylan?
I am having an amazing time. Amazing? Like I knew I would.
Wow, amazing. That's pretty good there.
And Greg, I just, again, want to thank you for letting me hang out with you this morning and let me fill in the big shoes of Mr. Sam Crenshaw, who we hope is having a great time out on his assignment this morning.
No, he's on assignment. He's having a great time. He's on an assignment. He'll be back tomorrow morning, and we just kind of leave it at that. We don't give him too much information. He'll come back with
some nuggets.
Some vital information coming up tomorrow. I want to remind everybody that we got Atlanta United versus St. Louis going on tonight. Going to talk to Jason Longstreet, by the way, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. If you can't get in front of a TV, pre-kick at 7:30, kick at 8:30. Atlanta United also takes on Toronto. We're going to have that match for you, too. That's going to be next Saturday. So lots of stuff coming up here. We got a special correspondent who will talk more about what happened last night at Atlanta United versus Fever, but want to get to Terrell first, and he hasn't had a chance to put a cap on this NBA season. We talked to Terrell throughout the entire season, gives his thoughts on this, that, and the other thing, and of course he always laces it with some kind of Philadelphia something. You know, he throws in Joel Embiid or somehow, you know, he weaves that in there. But now, do you hear when Sam and I talk to Terrell on a regular basis?
I do.
He got two wonderful kids.
Yes.
Who we talk about. One of them has not been on the show, and that's Mello. He's the youngest one.
Right.
He's a basketball fan, so you can tell where these names are coming from. Yeah. And then the daughter, Sayla, who has been on the show. We're going to get to Sayla in just a second, but I want to welcome Terrell. Good morning, sir. And how was your week?
Good morning. Good morning. The week has been amazing. It's a busy sports week here in Atlanta, so it's been an amazing week. Appreciate you guys having me on, as always.
All right, man. So let you get this off your chest. We have not talked to you since the NBA season ended. Any last thoughts on the two teams that played and how it played out, and your thoughts on Dallas, if any, Kyrie, if any, and Boston getting it done, had the parade yesterday, if any?
Well, I think from just the standpoint of how the entire season went, the NBA Finals, to a degree, was slightly underwhelming. I think a lot of fans, especially the common fan, expected a lot more excitement out there. It was kind of cool to see Jaylen Brown not only win a championship, but win the MVP, because he still does so much here in Atlanta, whether summer league ball or going back to schools and things. So a high level of respect for that young man. Dallas, I don't know what's going to happen with them moving forward. I think this may have been their window. I know, two out of the last 3 years, they made it to the Western Conference Finals and now the actual NBA Finals. But I think a lot of the teams in the Western Conference are going to revamp and be on a mission to go after that Larry O'Brien trophy. So overall, I would say it was a pretty cool season, seeing a lot of the younger guns in the league have a chance to take over, the Shays, the Anthony Edwards. So I'll be looking forward to see how things shape up in September and October for preseason ball and then moving forward for the 2024-25 season.
Yeah, I'm pretty much right with you with that. Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times, joining Sam and Greg. Dylan Matthews in for Sam this morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, we've gone from that to the number one pick the Hawks have and your thoughts on where you think they should go and the needs of this team in the upcoming season.
It's pretty obvious, I think, in my eyes, that they need a big man. Now, I have been hearing recently that Sarr is in town. I'm not quite sure if that means the Hawks will be working him out, over the next few days or so, but he has been seen at Overtime Elite, OTE's arena, doing some warm-ups and practicing and such. I don't know if they're going to shift towards UConn and maybe bring Clingdon in. I don't know exactly where they're going to go as of yet. I know all of those guys are on their radar, but I think it's obvious that they need a big man to kind of play the five position to let Double O move down to the four and give Trey and DeJounte some defensive help on the back end, but also someone who could run the floor and score immediately and kind of help the game in transition ball.
Terrell, good to speak with you, man. You already know it's always a pleasure to get to talk to you, brother. Look, I want to piggyback off of what you just said about Alex Saar. And there have been, again, not from the Wojs of the world or anybody like that, but there have been words on the street that Alex Saar may not be able to get a workout in with the Hawks because of, you know, who he's tied to as far as an agent, an agency goes, and things of that nature. Are you buying into that at all? And for the Hawks fans that do want Alex Saar, should they be concerned about that at all?
Hey, good morning. Always a pleasure, Dylan. It is a bit of a concern because I, as you mentioned, the word on the street, I've been hearing similar things as well. And with his connections already just to the city of Atlanta, having played here once again at OTE, it's pretty obvious to me that he's aware of the sports culture here. He may not be too aware of the front office that the Hawks have, but I'm quite sure he's aware of how things are set up with the Hawks. And OTE has an amazing system as far as transitioning their young stars from the NBA from OTE to the NBA. So I'm quite sure any information that him or his agent want, they would be able to help him get and provide for him. So it has just been a bit of a mystery on why he hasn't been in yet. But, hey, we still have a few days. We still have some time. But I think both sides will be able to get it done.
Yeah, it seems like that's a thing that, as you said, should be able to be worked out. Now, I want to transition over to Donovan Clingan because we see Clingan as a guy who has, I think at this point, we all see him as a guy who has a higher floor, maybe a little bit more polished, a little bit more NBA ready, but Saar obviously has more potential. Do you see it that way? And if they do decide to go the way of a Donovan Clingan, what is going to be the biggest thing for him that he maybe needs to improve on when he gets to the NBA?
Yeah, I honestly have been pretty surprised to hear Donovan's name, in that whole number one overall player debate or conversation. I was very impressed with his career at UConn. I was definitely impressed with how he handled himself and helped lead UConn during the tournament. I think he's a very versatile scorer. We see him out there, like he can shoot the three ball. He's very efficient in the paint. But I think that for me, he would have to just his transition game because the Hawks want to play an up-tempo game. They also, I want to see just how well he'll be able to defend on the perimeter. It seemed like he, moseyed out there a few times during the tournament and was able to hold his own. But just his transition game and actually perimeter defense would be two things that I'd want to see him improve on. But I do think he is immediately ready to get out there and make an impact on the floor.
Hey, what was last night like for you, man? Terrell went out to State Farm, seeing the Dream and the Fever. Just overall, before we get into Selah, what was it like for you walking in there knowing you weren't going to a Hawks game?
It was actually, it was a phenomenal experience. It was cool. I went in last night as a fan with the kids, and it was still hard to not do media work and do some covering and talk to some folks and such. But just to see the arena absolutely packed, and there were so many people who came from out of town. A gentleman and his wife that we sat next to were from Alabama, and they talked about traveling to see their son who does analytics for the Indiana Fever, and the people in front of us were from Houston. It was just amazing to see how many people actually came here to Atlanta that weren't Atlantans just to see this matchup between the Dream and the Fever. It was an amazing atmosphere. Something I know I'll never forget, and I believe the kids will never forget either, just because we're watching the WNBA grow in such a way so rapidly. It's just phenomenal.
Speaking of the kids, and this is Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times, joining Sam and Greg with Dylan Matthews, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. For those of you who do not know and did not listen to Sam a few months back, and starting sometime in January for about 14, 15 weeks, we had a segment called They Got Next. And it was started, innocently enough, Dylan, with a conversation like this with Terrell and talking about one of the games that he went out to cover the Hawks, and he brought Selah out there with him, his daughter. And he's been talking about Selah for a couple of years. Well, Sam and I were talking to him, and he sends us pictures of Selah. And I thought to myself, this is a no-brainer. And I started the feature where every week we got a kid, 13 and under, that came on the show, did a one-minute sports report. Now, all of them didn't have a father who was taking them into NBA locker rooms. And, oh, excuse me, there's LeBron. Go talk to him for a minute. They didn't have that. But it doesn't matter because kids sit and watch TV. They go to games and they have their favorites that they watch on TV. So we started the feature, and the first kid was Selah. Well, he's still taking his kid out to these events. And since we were going to be talking about the Dream Game versus the Fever, Noelle's going to be talking about it. She's our reporter for the Atlanta Dream. She's going to be talking about it. But getting it from a perspective of what everybody is saying, these are the people who are going to benefit the most from the growth of the WNBA. We have one of their core fans, a 13-year-old girl. So I want to get her perspective. And so Sayla is going to join us coming up at 8:20. I say all this to say thank you to her daddy. After Father's Day, you know, I don't know what they did for you on Father's Day, but I want to acknowledge you and what you've done, not just in raising of these two kids because they're fabulous, but you allowing us to speak to them and put them on major market radio like you have. So thank you, Terrell.
Hey, Terrell, thank you.
No. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank Noelle. We appreciate you dearly.
Hey, the only thing I do want to say is, you know, if Melo ever starts looking at the Falcons, like, hey, what's that team? That team is cool. Would you let a converter? Does he have to be an Eagle? I'm just asking an innocent question.
He gonna let him make the money.
You already know the answer to that one, right there. We love our cousins, our Falcon Bird cousins, but they just won't ever be Eagles. Sorry, Atlanta. We love you guys. We love our Falcon Bird cousins. We wish them well. We're gonna be cheering them on, but unless they, you know, week two, not week two.
See what kind of year Saquon Barkley has up there. Anyway, listen, Terrell, thank you, buddy. We will be talking to you again soon, but coming up at 8:20 is his daughter, the first of our They Got Next. And listen, we're going to have opportunities where all the other correspondents that were a part of They Got Next, participants, I should say, if they have something going on, there's another big event. Bo Johnson's daughter, you know, was a part of that. All of the ladies and men, Randy McMichael's son was a part of it. We're going to give you this chance. You step it up and you get to the next level, we want to hear from you. We're going to give you a platform. So coming up, giving us her perspective on what happened last night out at State Farm is Sayla Thomas. But up next, we're going to venture into Noelle's world. And Noelle was out there too, but I got a feeling she won't talk about something else. But I'm not sure. Terrell, have a good rest of your weekend, buddy. Thank you as always.
Appreciate you, Terrell.
Have a great one, guys. Have a great one.
There you go. And that's Dylan. I'm Greg. This is Saturday mornings around here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you in the Odyssey app. There in the rear of the club, pulled up on dubs, and we about to go and buy the bar up. So soulful, so we ain't playing. Hang with no lames, walk insane. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam Craig. Dylan Matthews is in for Mr. Crenshaw this morning on this 22nd day of June. Apologies for jumping in. I know this is Joe's song. He wanted to, you know, he's in that thing. And this is Noelle's world, Dylan. This is what we do, 7:40. And, you know, no telling where she is going to take us. I will say, he's looking at me funny, folks, because I said something to Dylan during the break, and I was just looking at this insignificant information. And some of the people that we lost on this day, you got the birthdays, you know. You know we lost on this day? We lost Dorothy, Judy Garland.
Oh.
Passed on this day, man. The greatest dance. Michael Jackson's favorite dancer, Fred Astaire, he passed on this day. I swear to you, I used to go to, when I would go home to Chicago, see my mother. I either stayed out in the western suburbs, closer to where we grew up, where I grew up, where the house was, or I'd stay downtown. And I'd stay downtown. I wouldn't tell nobody I was in town because I didn't want to see my friends. I didn't want to see no family. But there's a hotel. It's changed names many times, but it's literally on Michigan Avenue right next to the Hancock Building. And it's where a lot of the teams would stay when they play the Cubs. You'd jump right on Lakeshore Drive, right up to Wrigley Field.
Okay.
And the Cardinals stayed there. And this hotel, I left a week before this happened. The next week, the Cardinals came into town. They were playing the Cubs. That's when Daryl Kyle died. And it was he literally died in this hotel room.
Wow.
There, but yeah, it happened on this day back in the day. Moose passed. Moose, you don't know, but he was, if you watched Frasier, he was the dog Eddie. That was his real name was Moose. That dog got more, but he made more money. That was like one of the most famous dog actors ever. Well, lost George Carlin on this day. And this is what I was having fun with you at in the break.
Uh-huh.
Going to Noel, and I said, you know, do you know who George Carlin is first and foremost? Noel knows who George Carlin is.
Of course
I do. George Carlin was a comedian. George Carlin was one of the most influential comedians. He came up through the day, and he had a different lane than Bill Cosby and you name him from back in the 60s, whatever. But he kind of came up simultaneously with Richard Pryor.
Okay.
And they weren't the same, but they weren't doing, like Richard Pryor wasn't doing Bill Cosby kind of comedy, and George Carlin wasn't doing the other, you know, like Lenny Bruce and stuff like that, they were, it was that kind of comic. Anyway, his most famous album is Seven Dirty Words You Can't Say on Television.
Can't say on television.
Noel, I could not say them to you, but during the break, I looked at Dylan, and Dylan, what did I do?
You said the seven dirty words to me, and I was very confused. I was like, okay.
And I couldn't remember. I can't believe that I remembered them, but then on second thought, I can believe it. People of a certain age, we used to go out and buy comedy records and bring them home and play them over and over and over again. And if you were that age and you got somebody to put an album out with dirty words on it, come on. You took that thing down in the basement, all your friends came over, and you learned them seven dirty words, and you knew them for the rest of your life.
Okay, I have to say this. First of all, they had comedy records like vinyl records?
How do you think Bill Cosby popped?
They won Grammys, Dylan.
Thank you. Yes, they got Grammys. Listen,
like Bill Cosby has Grammys.
Your grandparents used to go into the basement and put on dirty Red Fox albums and have what you call it, like pot liquor parties.
I was
listening to
red light parties.
Pardon?
I said blue light parties.
Yeah, yeah. That was your grandparents.
I was today years old when I found that out.
Yeah. You know, Dylan, I'm going to take it even further. Uh-huh. People still get Grammys for comedy records. I think That's Kathy right. Griffin has one.
Oh, okay.
And who else? Chappelle doesn't have one?
He probably does. Kathy Griffin is just the first one that came, because I know for a fact she got one maybe like 10 years ago.
High school? She went to the same high school as that girl?
Really? Oh, you was in that part of Chicago.
I was West Side.
I know where you was at now.
I went from K-Town, and then they stuck me in a car because my parents didn't want their family to get shot up like everybody else was getting shot up over there. And they put me in a car at a young age and stuck me over here in Oak Park. And
see, I knew the name Oak Park from somewhere, and that's why. Yeah, Kathy Griffin's who I knew from Oak Park. Yep.
Oh, there's a whole lot of people from Oak Park.
It is. Dan like I said, that's like
Homer
the main
Simpson's
one.
From Oak Park.
Yeah, he is.
First Dan Miss Cassidy Black America was from, second, excuse me. Not first. Because they stripped Vanessa.
Yeah, they did technically strip Vanessa.
Yeah, they stripped Vanessa. And so the second one, she's from Oak Park. Oh, a lot of people. Anyway, so I remember that's a part of my youth is remembering those. I can't remember algebra, but I can tell you them seven dirty words.
You did. Charlotte. You fired them right off with ease.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Now, there's probably a few you can say on TV. And here's the thing. There was no law. There was no indecency law about that on the album. George, that was the amazing thing about this album. He actually gave the ammo to the FCC. There was nothing like that before that album came out. And they used that album as the cornerstone to go.
Like, yeah, we probably shouldn't have something like that out again.
Noel, what is on your mind?
Woo, well, we started this segment with Family Affair because it was a party down at State Farm last night. Now, as you know, here on the air, I have to balance two hats of fan and reporter / analyst, right? So I'm down at State Farm doing this balancing act. So I'm going to give you the fan side of the experience from yesterday. So it was crazy to watch the people just file in, like, it went from just like shoot around people and reporters and staff to a full-fledged event like that. Like they were out there getting off the train, getting out of the Ubers. They were ready to go, ready to come inside. And yes, there were a fair amount of 22 jerseys, but hey, what do we expect at this point, right? Like this is the new Jordan. This is the new Curry. This is the new.
Okay, go ahead.
So get there. All the people are in there, and then guess what they decided to do to enhance the fan experience at State Farm?
What'd they do?
We went from having no mascot at Dream Games to not just having one, but two mascots.
They introduced a new mascot?
Not a new mascot. We had Harry the Hulk show up all decked out in Dream gear, and then we also had Carly from College Park down there with the Skyhawks with his dream gear on. So we went from no mascots to two mascots.
Now, do you think it was the real Harry?
One night.
Was it the real Harry from the season, or did they just put somebody in that outfit?
I mean, it's probably the real Harry from the season.
Well, I bet he was.
Because these mascots get paid.
Well, I would imagine he's not happy having his summer vacation interrupted.
I'm sure he was compensated handsomely. Because if it works anything like Blooper, they'd be having Blooper work 365. Blooper be all over the place.
The season's going on. Well, okay, yeah, you're right there.
Yeah, Blooper be working all over the place. They'd be having Blooper out of town, out of state, all over the place.
I think there's more than once. It's like the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, probably. More, I mean, to be honest, probably.
You know, I was a mascot in fifth grade. I had a lot of fun with it. I wouldn't mind being a professional mascot.
What kind of mascot were you?
I was a Wildcat.
You were a Wildcat?
Okay. I was. Had the big head and everything. It was fun, too. But the problem was I wanted people to know I was the mascot, so like people knew who I was under the thing. I wouldn't talk still, but I would like have secret handshakes with all the fans and stuff. But okay. I would like to be a professional mascot, though. I think it'd be fun.
All right.
They'd be out there having a ball to me. So, yeah, that extra layer, they had the – so you guys been to Hawks games, right, where you see the crowd and they usually have the big heads of the players? Well, mm-hmm. Guess what? The Dream had some big heads out there in the stands. I'm talking about huge Coach Wright heads, huge Cheyenne Parker Tyus heads, huge Ryan Howard's heads. Even Cheyenne Parker's toddler had a head out there. Everybody. Yeah, man.
The baby had a baby head.
Listen, the baby is a star. The baby was kicking it with Harry and Collie. they was kicking it like Blooper and What's Duval's kid's name?
Stone.
Yeah, Blooper like Blooper and Stone be kicking it at the Braves games. Yeah, that was Cheyenne's toddler and Harry last night. They was like thick as thieves. She was throwing up the A and everything.
Baby's getting an NIL.
Man, she gonna be next up. Because down there in College Park, she got her own camera. They be like, you on TV. She be dancing and everything. She got her own camera. See, she a star herself.
Wait, so how old is the baby?
She got to be like two and a half.
Oh, that's perfect. It's prime age.
Oh,
she knows a little bit of what's going on, but
exactly.
Not really.
She got a shoe yet?
Who?
The baby.
No, not yet.
A shoe?
I mean, we need to be working on it. Give her a PJ Mask exclusive or something.
Sound like it's only a matter of time at this
man,
point.
Man, listen.
She got her own camera. The next is a shoe.
She might be the star of the team right now. you got all of that going on, and then, of course, the lights get bright, and then you start seeing the 3 points come from everywhere. Look, I'm not going to lie. People have asked me about Caitlin Clark and what I think, and honestly, I've given nothing but shoulder shrugs because I haven't thought a lot. You know, she's a rookie. She's coming in. She's trying to figure it out. It wasn't anything
you saw it up close.
Very exciting going on there. And that take right there probably belongs on awful announcing because it felt like every time I looked up yesterday was a three.
Mm-hmm.
And not just a three. It was one of those run off the screen, jump in the air, ball don't even touch the ground, swish through the net type three. Like
you don't have to apologize for your no.
The
I'm not
excitement
you do that.
Factor was there.
No, you don't have to say anything about your reporting and what you thought. You saw it up close, and as soon as you saw it up close, you changed your opinion.
Yeah, and that's all I'm saying. Now that I've seen it, up close,
it was a bad reporting. You were show me, and now she showed you.
There's still some things to work out, but I asked Caitlin Clark pregame what she was seeing on the floor for her assist numbers to improve, and basically everything she told me was what I saw when the ball tipped off.
Mm-hmm.
And from that side of it, it was very exciting. From the other side of it, I really miss seeing Ryan Howard out there under the big lights with the big crowd and the big show. But she showed up looking like a superstar last night in her, you know, decked out all leather Hawks jacket with the huge Hawk emblem on the back with the she knew who she was and what she was doing. Shout out to Ryan Howard. So fun atmosphere. The game in August should be just as fun. You know, hopefully we won't be as shorthanded.
Yeah, the facilitator and her came out last night, which is what I saw. That is stepping up.
Yeah.
And once that steps up, listen, they've already achieved what they've done last year as a team. And now as she is becoming more and more familiar, you can just see that these ladies are working in practice. You can just see it. And whatever all the other stories and the minutiae, that's secondary. You can see a team coming together.
And I was thinking the exact same thing, Greg. You can just tell that Caitlin Clark, Aaliyah Boston, that tandem is finally starting to figure things out. And I think I saw that Caitlin Clark – last night was her ninth 15.5 assist game of this season, I believe. So you can tell she's starting to figure things out. She's starting to get comfortable. She's starting to adjust to how the rest of the league is going to plan to play her. And it seems like her coach has figured it out too. How, okay, if y'all are going to come out my player this way, then I'm going to use her in this form. And they seem like they're just figuring things out as a whole.
on the fever part, that's the exciting part, right? Like, you don't want it handed to her. You want to watch her and them as a team figure it out. Like, that's what's going to make it exciting once they do become the team everybody thinks that they can be. On the dream side, and we're going to touch on this a little bit more on 820. Dylan, you hit the nail on something. If y'all are going to play my player this way, we're going to do this. I saw some things last night, and we're a little shorthanded, and there may be some of it, but I saw some things last night that had me with some question marks, and Coach did admit herself without even being asked or provoked, before she can even sit down and get to the mic. The first thing on her mouth was, "I don't have the answers for you guys. I wish I did. I don't have the answers. I know it's my job to figure it out." So clearly Coach Wright knows that something isn't going on there correctly on the floor as a whole with the team. So we'll get into that more at 8:20. But yeah.
Well, let's not bury the lead here. The 8:20 getting into will be delivered by a 13-year-old who was at the game last night. Who's what's next? And I want to thank you for acquiescing what you normally do for the Atlanta Dream, for our audience, to let Sayla have a chance at doing this. This was a special night from top to bottom, Dylan. And Noelle was out there, and she met Terrell Thomas's daughter, who was, again, on Are They Got Next. But she's an up-and-coming reporter. And Noelle has just gotten this job, and yet she is nurturing this young girl. So I want to acknowledge that. You're giving up your spot to do what you would normally do. And you're talking about it right now. But you're doing what we are doing for you. And it's all about, you know, passing it forward. So we're going to hear from this 13-year-old who, and her perspective is about everything that the WNBA is about right now. It's reaching out to that next year. Well, listen, Sam's favorite phrase, the lifeblood of any sport is youth participation.
Yeah. And that's all the way down from actually playing in the sport to, like, I don't know if you've ever seen One Tree Hill, Greg. Dylan, I'm sure you have.
Yeah.
But, like, you remember Mouth?
Yeah.
Mouth was very important to the show. He didn't play basketball, but he was the announcer. And he was a very important part of the show because that's a very important part of the sport.
How y'all gonna say I don't know nothing about One Tree Hill?
No, I asked. I didn't say I asked.
Before I got my answer out, you just went right to Dylan.
That is true.
We went right to Dylan. Like, you know, he don't know nothing about this.
Greg don't know nothing about no One Tree Hill.
I don't put nothing past Greg in TV. That's Greg's lane.
And you know, she just happens to be right on this point. And if you were that age and you got somebody to put an album out with dirty words on it, come on. You took that thing down in the basement, all your friends came over, and you learned them 7 dirty words, and you knew them for the rest of your life.
Okay, I have to say this. First of all, they had comedy records like vinyl records?
How do you think Bill Cosby popped?
They won Grammys, Dylan.
Thank you. Yes, they got Grammys.
Cosby has Grammys.
Your grandparents used to go into the basement and put on dirty Red Fox albums and have what you call it, like pot liquor parties.
I was
listening to
Red Light parties.
Pardon?
I said blue light parties.
Yeah. That was your grandparents.
I was today years old when I found that out.
Yeah. You know, Dylan, I'm going to take it even further. Uh-huh. People still get Grammys for comedy records. I think Kathy Griffin has one.
Oh, okay.
And who else? Chappelle doesn't have one?
He probably does. Kathy Griffin is just the first one that came, because I know for a fact she got one maybe like 10 years ago.
She went to the same high school as that girl?
Really? Oh, you was in that part of Chicago.
I was on West Side.
I know where you was at now.
I went from K-Town, and then they stuck me in a car because my parents didn't want their family to get shot up like everybody else was getting shot up over there. And they put me in a car at a young age and stuck me over here in Oak Park. And
see, I knew the name Oak Park from somewhere, and that's why. Yeah, Kathy Griffin is who I knew from Oak Park. Yep.
Oh, there's a whole lot of people from Oak Park.
It is. Dan like Cat, I said, that's like
Homer
the main
Simpson's
one.
From Oak Park.
Yeah, he is.
First Dan Miss Cassidy Black America was from, second, excuse me. Not first. Because they stripped Vanessa.
Yeah, they did technically strip Vanessa.
Yeah, they stripped Vanessa. And so the second one, she's from Oak Park. Oh, a lot of people. Anyway, so I remember that's a part of my youth is remembering those. I can't remember algebra, but I can tell you them 7 dirty words.
You did. Charlotte. You fired them right off with ease.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Now, there's probably a few you can say on TV. And here's the thing. There was no law. There was no indecency law about that on the album. George, that was the amazing thing about this album. He actually gave the ammo to the FCC. There was nothing like that before that album came out. And they used that album as the cornerstone to go.
We probably shouldn't have something like that out again.
Noel, what is on your mind?
Woo, well, we started this segment with family affair because it was a party down at State Farm last night. Now, as you know, here on the air, I have to balance two hats of fan and reporter slash analyst, right? So I'm down at State Farm doing this balancing act. So I'm going to give you the fan side of the experience from yesterday. So it first of all, it was crazy to watch the people just file in. Like, it went from just like shoot around people and reporters and staff to a full-fledged event like that. Like, they were out there getting off the train, getting out of the Ubers. They were ready to go, ready to come inside. And yes, there were a fair amount of 22 jerseys, but hey, what do we expect at this point, right? Like, this is the new Jordan. This is the new Curry. This is the new.
Okay, go ahead.
So get there. All the people are in there. And then guess what they decided to do to enhance the fan experience at State Farm?
What'd they do?
We went from having no mascot at Dream Games to not just having one, but two mascots.
They introduced a new mascot?
Not a new mascot. We had Harry the Hawk show up all decked out in Dream gear. And then we also had Carly from College Park down there with the Skyhawks with his Dream gear on. So we went from no mascots to two mascots.
Now, do you think it was the real Harry?
One night.
Was it the real Harry from the season, or did they just put somebody in that outfit?
I mean, it's probably the real Harry from the season.
Well, I bet he was.
Because these mascots get paid.
Well, I would imagine he's not happy having his summer vacation interrupted.
I'm sure he was compensated handsomely. Because if it works anything like Blooper, they'd be having Blooper work 365. Blooper would be all over the place.
The season's going on. Well, okay, yeah, you're right there.
Yeah, Blooper would be working all over the place. They'd be having Blooper out of town, out of state, over the place.
I think there's more than once. It's like the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, probably. More, to be honest, probably.
You know, I was a mascot in fifth grade. I had a lot of fun with it. I wouldn't mind being a professional mascot.
What kind of mascot were you?
I was a Wildcat.
You were a Wildcat?
Okay. I was. Had the big head and everything. It was fun, too. But the problem was, I wanted people to know I was the mascot, so like people knew who I was under the thing. I wouldn't talk still, but I would like have secret handshakes with all the fans and stuff. But okay. I would like to be a professional mascot, though. I think it'd be fun.
All
right. They'd be out there having a ball to me, so yeah, that extra layer, they had the so you guys been to Hawks games, right, where you see the crowd and they usually have the big heads of the players? Well, guess what? The Dream had some big heads out there in the stands. I'm talking about huge Coach Wright heads, huge Cheyenne Parker Tyus heads, huge Ryan Howard's heads. Even Cheyenne Parker's toddler had a head out there. Everybody. Yeah, man.
Baby,
you get a baby head.
Listen, the baby is a star. The baby was kicking it with Harry and Collie. they was kicking it like Blooper and What's Duval's kid's name?
Stone.
Yeah, Blooper like Blooper and Stone be kicking it at the Braves games. Yeah, that was Cheyenne's toddler and Harry last night. They was like thick as Steve. She was throwing up the A and everything.
Baby's getting an NIL.
Man, she gonna be next up. Cause down there in College Park, she got her own camera. They be like, you on TV. She be dancing and everything. She got her own camera. See, she a star herself.
Wait, so how old is the baby?
She got to be like two and a half.
Oh, that's perfect. It's prime age.
Oh,
she
yeah.
knows a little bit of what's going on, but
exactly.
Not really.
She got a shoe yet?
Who?
The baby.
No, not yet.
A shoe?
I mean, we need to be working on it. Give her a PJ Mask exclusive or something.
Sound like it's only a matter of time at this
Man,
point.
Man, listen.
She got her own camera. The next is a shoe.
She might be the star of the team right now. you got all of that going on, and then, of course, the lights get bright, and then you start seeing the 3 points come from everywhere. Look, I'm not going to lie. People have asked me about Caitlin Clark and what I think. And honestly, I've given nothing but shoulder shrugs because I haven't thought a lot. You know, she's a rookie. She's coming in. She's trying to figure it out. It wasn't anything very exciting going on there. And that take right there probably belongs on awful announcing because it felt like every time I looked up yesterday was a three.
Mm-hmm.
And not just a three. It was one of those run off the screen, jump in the air, ball don't even touch the ground, swish through the net type three. Like the.
Wait,
the,
you don't have to apologize for your. No, no.
The I'm excitement not letting you do that. Factor was there.
No, you don't have to say anything about your reporting and what you thought. You saw it up close, and as soon as you saw it up close, you changed your opinion.
Yeah, and that's all I'm saying. Yeah, now that I've seen it up close.
It wasn't bad reporting. You were. Show me. And now she showed you.
There's still some things to work out, but I asked Caitlin Clark pregame what she was seeing on the floor for her assist numbers to improve. And basically, everything she told me was what I saw when the ball tipped off. Mm-hmm. And from that side of it, it was very exciting. From the other side of it, I really miss seeing Ryan Howard out there under the big lights with the big crowd and the big show. But she showed up looking like a superstar last night in her, you know, decked out all leather Hawks jacket with the huge Hawk emblem on the back. She knew who she was and what she was doing. Shout out to Ryan Howard. So fun atmosphere. The game in August should be just as fun. You know, hopefully we won't be as shorthanded.
Yeah, the facilitator and her came out last night, which is what I saw. That is stepping up.
Yeah.
And once that steps up, listen, they've already achieved what they've done last year as a team. And now as she is becoming more and more familiar, you can just see that these ladies are working in practice. You can just see it. And whatever all the other stories and the minutiae, that's secondary. You can see a team coming together.
And I was thinking the exact same thing, Greg. You can just tell that Caitlin Clark, Aaliyah Boston, that tandem is finally starting to figure things out. And I think I saw that Caitlin Clark, last night was her ninth 15.5 assist game of this season, I believe. So you can tell she's starting to figure things out. She's starting to get comfortable. She's starting to adjust to how the rest of the league is going to plan to play her. And it seems like her coaches figured it out too. How, okay, if y'all are going to come out my player this way, then I'm going to use her in this form. And they seem like they're just figuring things out as a whole.
On the fever part, that's the exciting part, right? Like, you don't want it handed to her. You want to watch her and them as a team figure it out. Like, that's what's going to make it exciting once they do become the team everybody thinks that they can be. On the dream side, and we're going to touch on this a little bit more on 820. Dylan, you hit the nail on something. If y'all are going to play my player this way, we're going to do this. I saw some things last night. And we're a little shorthanded, and there may be some of it, but I saw some things last night that had me with some question marks, and Coach did admit herself without even being asked or provoked, before she could even sit down and get to the mic. The first thing out of her mouth was, I don't have the answers for you guys. I wish I did. I don't have the answers. I know it's my job to figure it out. So clearly Coach Wright knows that something isn't going on there correctly on the floor as a whole with the team. So we'll get into that more at 8:20. But yeah.
Well, let's not bury the lead here. The 8:20 getting into will be delivered by a 13-year-old who was at the game last night. Who's what's next? And I want to thank you for acquiescing what you normally do for the Atlanta Dream for our audience to let Selah have a chance at doing this. This is a special night from top to bottom, Dylan. And Noelle was out there, and she met Terrell Thomas's daughter, who was, again, on our They Got Next. But she's an up-and-coming reporter. And Noelle has just gotten this job, and yet she is nurturing this young girl. So I want to acknowledge that. You're giving up your spot to do what you would normally do. And you're talking about it right now. But you're doing what we are doing for you, and it's all about, you know, passing it forward. So we're going to hear from this 13-year-old who, and her perspective is about everything that the WNBA is about right now. It's reaching out to that next year. Well, listen, Sam's favorite phrase, the lifeblood of any sport is youth participation.
Yeah, and that's all the way down. That's all the way down from actually playing in the sport to, like, I don't know if you ever seen One Tree Hill, Greg. Dylan, I'm sure you have.
Yeah.
But, like, you remember Mouth?
Yeah.
Mouth was very important to the show. He didn't play basketball, but he was the announcer. And he was a very important part of the show because that's a very important part of the sport.
How y'all don't say I don't know nothing about One Tree Hill?
No, I asked. I didn't say I asked.
Before I got my answer out, you just went right to Dylan.
That is true.
He went right to Dylan. Like, you know, he don't know nothing about this.
Greg don't know nothing about no One Tree Hill.
I don't put nothing past Greg in TV. That's Greg's lane.
And you know, she just happens to be right on this point. But that doesn't mean she'd have to go over me. Skip. I tell you, the one girl, the mother on the show, or one of the women on the show, wasn't she in Bad Santa?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
And she was the one with Billy Bob.
Oh, no, you think about Gilmore Girls.
Oh.
That was Gilmore Girls.
See, look at
that. Same network, though. Same network.
I knew it
same
was
timeline.
One of those shows.
Same time, same time zone. Okay. But yeah, I thought it would be interesting for me and Sailor to have a back and forth and see if we saw the same thing on the floor last night.
Right.
So that's what we're going
to
do.
I would like you to orchestrate that, even though we've had Sailor on before, and Sam and I have talked to her, but your connection with her and you two being dream correspondents, if you will.
Yeah.
When we bring her on, I'm going to let you take over on that one.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun.
I'm looking forward to it.
Me and Sailor are excited.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, thank you. That's Noelle's World coming up.
Go see the dream. It's fun. I don't care what arena it is. It's fun.
Well, on that note, I should shut up and move on. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.